This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Final hour of the show. If you missed any of it, Tobin and Leroy podcast available for you on all podcast platforms. Check that on out. Been celebrating the Cats all day.
When? As we all know, they have.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, they won the cup last Monday.
Yep.
And I ain't seen none of them with clothes on since.
Somebody told us on Twitter that they had not. They had been out of the country, and they had yet to watch Game 7. Ryan.
Yeah, so I know.
He said, "I'm about to watch it. Wish me luck. Best of luck, dude. You're gonna enjoy. I think you're gonna like the ending." I think you're going to like the ending. Insane.
I have never had 50 seconds last so long. Right? With no movement.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't know whether to root for him to hold it there, root for him anything.
Really was a signature victory all around, though.
Yes.
Carter Verhaeghe comes up with a clutch goal. Your goal leader, Sam Reinhart, scores the difference maker there. I can't remember if it was from Doug or Billy Lindsay that I heard. The way that we ended the Eastern Conference Finals and the way that we ended the Stanley Cup Finals was a drill that they had done in training camp.
Yeah, the wall right. Drill. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So that drill comes back to play. It's a 2-1 filthy, just how Paul Maurice had called it. Bob has a great play. There's just so many moments that are – it was such
and
a
let's not forget,
signature.
And the best players on Edmonton's team look exhausted at
absolutely.
The end of the third period.
Yep. Absolutely. And you know what? It's a lot of a point.
It was all the stuff that we talked about, how the greatness of this team and what they did all year showed up in Game 7, which
yep.
That's kind of why you do it, right? When you have to go back to your bread and butter, you can pull one out.
2-1 filthy.
Oh, yeah.
2-1 filthy.
He was 2-1 yeah. filthy yesterday.
Oh,
is that what is that three sheets to the wind looks like?
I think so.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither. It's like when they say someone's drunk, they say three sheets to the wind. I don't really understand. Feels like a pirate term.
Hmm.
Oh, they definitely do. It's definitely a thing.
Yes. The sheet is a line that controls the sails on a ship. If the line is not secured, the sail flops. So three sheets to the wind, I guess, has to do with like being loosey-goosey and out of control.
Yeah.
A sail that's not secured.
And I would you just say, I'm loose and out of control.
Then to three sheets.
Give me a phrase that means that.
That's a pirate.
Right.
That has to be Googled.
Right, oh, right, sure. Right. Because I've heard it. I've heard people say it, and I've never actually known what it meant. I just, you know.
By the way, Woj has just broke in with a piece of news that mm-hmm. the Celtics are now up for sale.
Are they? Wow.
Yep.
Talk about selling while you're hot.
No wonder they're spending money willy-nilly. They're like, let's get out of here, boys.
You think that'd be $6-7 billion?
Yeah. Well, I mean, let's see.
franchise net worth of the Celtics.
What is their last franchise net worth?
Valued at around $4.7 billion, and this was...
What did the Suns just go for?
That's right.
The Suns just got sold. Didn't the Suns go for $4
billion? Price.
Yeah.
$4 billion. Yep.
$4 billion. So, yeah, what do you think?
No way. They're going 6 or 7.
Yeah.
Because keep in mind, it's building... Do they own the garden and all that stuff?
I don't know. Well, they got to share it, so I'm not sure.
Every owner, every team doesn't own their building.
Yeah, they have to share it, so
Heat,
I don't know.
I don't think the Heat own their building.
The Heat technically don't. No, the community, they do, but I believe they operate everything. Like they're in
charge
of operations.
They operate everything, but they don't get the naming rights. The city gets that, right?
I think they split it, but yeah, the city had to negotiate it, and that whole disaster happened. By the way, happy Bobby Bonilla Day. Speaking of money,
Bobby Bonilla, is this? How many
I thought
more
he was
these?
Done last year.
Nah, goes till 2035. Has ten years left.
More years. And how much does he get on this day?
$1.19 million.
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day.
Wow,
that guy completely broke the system.
Well, no. Go look at what Shohei.
Shohei's
getting something very similar.
Happy Shohei Day.
He signed a what? $700 million deal.
Yep.
And he gets paid $2 million this year.
Ridiculous. They should have really.
So that means after this year they go owe him.
I'm really mad at baseball for allowing that. That's garbage. It's garbage. Like, how do you get the best baseball player in the world for $2 million a year? It's just crooked.
Wait, they did that with Stanton down here?
Not that. Come on, dude. No, not that.
But when he left, he was owed like $250.
Dude, come
my
on.
God. You guys know that Bobby Bonilla is also getting paid by another franchise? So he gets paid the $1.19 million by the Mets, but he also has a second deferred contract with the Baltimore Orioles for another $500,000 every year from 2004 to 2029.
Wow.
he's good.
You ever think he like thinks back 1 year, he's just like, why not gamble it?
Right?
No,
it'll come back next year. You know?
I guess if you take that kind of price, you're probably anti-gambling.
Yeah, I guess.
So like, take a little safety blanket, you know?
Look at that.
Little cush day here for Bobby Bo. Anyway. There you go. The Celtics are selling their team. The Heat. Still nothing. Just Kevin Love. Love.
Good draft pick, though. Good draft.
I did like the draft. Yeah. Well, I like our undrafted guys, too.
Yeah, true.
Although
true.
I did see this week, breaks my heart, because we got Keshawn Johnson,
yes,
who's coming from Arizona. Who's the dude that we got from the Gators? I was watching mixtapes of him over the weekend. Zylan Pullen, is that his name?
Sounds about right.
From the Gators.
Let's see. Yep. Zion Pullen, two-way contract.
I watched like 4 TikToks of this kid.
Yeah.
Steal.
Really?
There was a local kid.
Oh.
A local kid down here. I'm going to say Tony Clint.
Oh, wow. No,
Clayton, I think. I'm not sure. He played on tour as an amateur. He's from down here, and I think he got a top 10.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Yep. He's at Florida State. Hits it a mile.
Florida State likes to golf.
Down here. He's from down here. He's I think they're members at Lago Mar, but he went to Florida State. Really cool. They interviewed his dad and his mom. So that was a cool story.
You know who else went to Florida State?
Brooks Koepka.
You, Brooks Koepka!
It's the woo to me that just makes it, because it's like
I've been waiting
since we won to say this.
Hey, I've had this loaded for about 2 months.
You, Brooks Koepka!
That was so great. When
I'm going to say this about my brethren, my Caucasian people. Why do y'all think if you go woo at the end, you can say whatever the hell you want?
I don't know.
Can't
right?
you?
Right?
Is that wrong?
Like, the woo at the end, Don't mean the other person can't be mad because I'm just having fun, baby. Yeah. Right?
That was right. Just him saying, "I just finished my speech. Come cheer for me now."
That's how he started this speech.
That's what it was.
I'm done. It's all love and games.
Man.
But in fairness, Brooks, you had to know you was going to get something, right?
I didn't think he expected this, though.
Why not?
It would have been great if Brooks Koepka was there.
More people acknowledge this.
Just a camera.
Then acknowledge that traffic cone incident.
He deserved it. Now. He was three sheets to the wind when that happened.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Can we not use that phrase?
Three sheets to the wind.
Three sheets to the wind.
What's wrong with it?
Because I don't like using phrases that have to come with a damn explanation.
All right.
He be three sheets to the wind, that Paul Maurice.
See, here we go. Step two of Tobin. And like first you say the same, right?
Then say with an
accent. I feel like I would hear that in the Renaissance Fair.
Wait, first, then he finds the origin, right? Because he was right. He said his thing is from, back in the day, shipping or whatever, right? And now he has to say it in the accent of which he figures
that's right.
It's, you know.
You figured out me.
Oh, like a Rubik's cube.
Yeah.
Like a silly sauce Rubik's cube.
No, dude, let me tell you something. The only way I'm fixing that Rubik's Cube is if I take the stickers off and put them where I want them to go. Hey, you know you see somebody with crooked stickers on the Rubik's Cube. Don't act like, oh. And then they have the people that can fix them in like 5 minutes. Just looking at them is like,
I don't ever believe those guys, though.
I can't even be your friend.
Most people are lying.
But no, here it is.
They cheated.
I'm going to tell you. You guys are looking at the colors. They're looking at the positions of the colors. And you just make a whole bunch of moves to keep moving the colors to the spot, and then it gets done. It's not about, huh?
That's the whole point.
No, but there's a series of movements to get each spot.
It's an algorithm.
Where you want it. Right, exactly. So while you think they're looking at it and solving it, they're actually just going through a series of movements.
We'll take a break. Back more after this.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Day and night, I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain. What I need for keeps the silly game we play.
All right.
Game we play.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy.
This kid Cudi, right? Is this only?
Think so.
His only album, right?
No,
he's mostly a producer.
No, he's had multiple albums, just none to reach the success of his preliminary album.
Not everybody's right. Clear skies, dude.
But he's more, I've always known him as a producer, right?
No, he does some production work, but never solely a producer. He was working with Good Music early on in his career, so Kanye did a lot of his production, as well as some other electronic influences.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yeah, thank you for the Clear Skies shout out. New Argot album this year.
When is that coming out?
October. Heard it here first.
Any diss tracks? Are you coming at it? Does Solana get a diss track?
No, after I dropped Solana is a baby and Jimmy is a liar, I really feel like that ended the beef there. But beef
it really did.
Up elsewhere.
Do we have that anywhere?
I gotta find it.
I feel like we could.
I missed that. That was good.
It was just one of these things where it's Just have to have it. You just need a bop on a Monday to get everybody rolling. Because it doesn't feel like a Monday to me now. It feels like a Tuesday because yesterday was a long day.
It was
long day. And I got home and I like crashed. I set my alarm for 5:30.
Yeah,
just to wake up for free agency. And I was like, "There's nothing happening other than." Are you excited about Klay Thompson? Like you're on Klay Thompson watch. Do you feel like? Let me ask you this, Marcos.
Yeah,
I'm not saying this, but some could say. Wait a minute. You'll take a deal on the cheap skis to go pair up with LeBron, but not stay with your friends and Steph Curry. One could say that.
Yeah.
One could say that. I'm not saying that.
Anyone surprised?
But do you feel like, are you vindicated in some way that this Klay Thompson wants to maybe take a discount to go elsewhere?
To quote Leroy's former coach, they were who we thought they were. And you know what?
Here's the deal.
Golden State let them off the hook.
Here's the deal. If you feel that your team is wronging you, the offer doesn't matter. You're not going to give them the benefit of the doubt. You're going to go somewhere else, even if it's the same deal. That's the way it works. Like, so in the end, the team can save face by saying, we offered the same amount. Klay didn't want to be here. But the reality of it is that he's going somewhere else because you offered him the same deal. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he's egotistical and thinks he deserves more.
No!
Yes, that's, absolutely.
It's that way anywhere.
Yeah, but he's definitely on the...
Listen, if you went into Odyssey right now, right? You say, it's time for my comeuppance, right? Time to come up. And they say, well, Marcos.
Yes.
Here's what we offer you. You go, that's the same rate. Hmm. Like, it's time to move up, right? And then some other company says, oh, we'll give you the amount that, you know, they were giving you. You're like, all right, then fine, right? Not because of any other reason other than you feel you're being wrong that they're not rewarding you. Hmm. That's business. So, and while everybody's going to look at, oh, Klay chose to leave for the same amount of money he could have stayed with, you know, with Golden State.
His brother.
Golden State could say, right, we offered him the same deal. The fact of the matter is that you shouldn't be offering him the same deal.
Well,
he feels disrespected.
That's the
so
D-
he'll go make that same money and you not benefit from his services.
That's the D-Wade Bulls argument, where D-Wade actually ended up making less with the Bulls than he would have with the Heat because of state tax.
Right.
But he felt besmirched.
Exactly.
Wow. That's state tax.
Like, so you can put whatever twist on that story you want. But here's what the truth is, right? Klay Thompson, the most he should be able to make, should come from Golden State, right? That's a fact. And it should start with what you paid Draymond. So if somebody else, if if they say, we'll offer you 3 years for $10 million a year, right? And the Lakers say, we'll offer you 3 years at $10 million a year. He going to go play for the Lakers because he thought if he stayed with Golden State, he should be making a Draymond contract.
I think if you were Klay Thompson and he were to make a diss track, it would sound something like this, except he'd replace the names with Steph and Dre.
Also, a pretty good gauge as to if something's funny or not. If it comes from Marcos,
remember, he started it.
Usually steer in the other direction. That's always been my
isn't he a professional process. Comedian or something?
Yeah.
Isn't he in the world of comedy?
Yeah. Yeah.
It all started when I was in my car. Hey, it was 3:05. This is my favorite part. Then I heard some words that broke my heart. Hey, accusations out there try to tear me apart. Solana is a baby and Jimmy is a liar. Solana is a baby and Jimmy is a liar.
Lonnie is a baby and Jimmy is a liar.
You can't handle the truth.
Solani is a baby and Jimmy is a liar.
Hey! Hey!
Solani is a baby and Jimmy is a liar.
Sometimes you just need even a track, you know, just to get your day going. This is like one of those, hey, this gets my morning going.
Harmonizing.
Liar.
Oh, man.
I'm going to be stuck in my head all day.
Yeah.
Julio says the Heat needs scoring. The Heat can't find $13 million for Klay Thompson. They cannot.
Well, if they need scoring, why would they go for Klay? I mean, we saw what he did. 0 for 10. Jesus.
I mean, like, but my thing is that I'm like, from that position, we're pretty much saying that Klay is going to come in and you're going to save a little money by getting rid of Duncan.
I don't think he's better than Duncan Robinson. I think Duncan Robinson is better than him right now.
That's my point.
He is.
That is my point. So you're taking a risk to get worse, not to get better.
Right. You're just doing that for names and rings. But
right.
Duncan Robinson and Klay Thompson.
Well, that's what you do that all the time.
Wait.
We talk about players all the time, and you know what you say? Won a chip.
What?
So is that not the same
Sometimes
thing?
You say things that I never said.
No, you do.
No, I haven't. When have I ever said that?
Oh, it sounds like Hold something on. You'd say.
Hold In on. A GOAT argument? Wait, wait. For
can
sure.
I you, no, a chip. Wait, can I give you a perfectly good example?
Sure.
Okay. So you feel that Jimmy should get the extension.
Yes.
And I say, hey, you can wait because he's only played 60 games and he plays fewer and fewer games the last couple of years, right? And he's getting older. So that last year, what is Jimmy going to look like? Now, you know what you say? But he's done it.
But he's done it.
Okay, so is Klay.
No, but come on, dude. Be a grown up.
No,
like, you're not having
that's
this.
My point.
See, you're not. See, this is what the, this is the problem
that
I have
is,
with you.
No,
this is the problem I have with you sometimes, dude. You're not a grown up with these arguments. Like, they're not apples to apples.
Why not?
They're not apples to apples.
Why is it apples to apples?
Because Klay Thompson.
You're talking about something somebody has done.
You're asking Klay Thompson.
You're giving him credibility for next year based on what they have
anybody
done.
Anybody who's
past.
Doing that is going to give him credibility for last year and his accomplishments of what he has done. But Jimmy Butler is going to be the best player on your team. Jimmy Butler is going to be the best player on your team.
Okay, can I ask you this question? If Jimmy is the best player on this team this year, can the Heat win a championship?
Got to improve some stuff around him. Not with the roster as it is.
Then that's a no.
Then okay, no. But it's not Jimmy's fault. Like, there are plenty of teams I could look to and say, is that guy's best player the reason they're not going to get there?
But I think Bam is the best player.
Okay.
So, Bam is more reliable than Jimmy right now.
For games played, yeah. But he hasn't been Bam hasn't been the go-to guy on the team. He's been.
But that's by choice, right?
It is by Heat choice. But I think we would agree that as currently constructed, could he be? Could they? Nah, probably no. Yep. They need either Jovic or Jaime to improve vastly coming into this year,
but again,
or Tyler Hero to actually not be made of peanut brittle.
How long do you get the because he's done it?
Him?
Yeah.
He gets some rope. He gets some rope from me.
And Klay doesn't?
Yeah. No.
Not for
what
not,
the hell is Klay done?
No.
No, but I'm just saying we pick and choose what players to put this on.
Yeah, but
if
Klay,
somebody
but,
says I want Klay, he has
but Klay Thompson's but Klay,
what is your answer to that?
But Leroy, Klay Thompson's not gonna be a go-to guy on the Heat. He's not gonna be a go-to guy on any team he goes to.
He's gonna be the catch and shoot.
So that's why the argument isn't the same.
This is good.
Okay.
Why is it good? Because I said
yeah.
He is, but they literally have that. They have one of the best in the league at that.
I started the conversation
but
by comparing him to who he would
be. I understand, but
Duncan Robinson.
Okay, but if you told me the Miami Heat are going to, you know, Jimmy's gone, but they're going to get, but Donovan Mitchell's going to be the best guy. They're going to turn back the clock 10 years. These are all different, that's definitely some things you have to talk about. If Klay Thompson isn't who he is and you have Duncan Robinson, who's 5 years younger than him, then yeah. Like, what is the point of trading for Klay Thompson? I don't understand that.
Correct. No, I'm not.
Breach.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking, why does... Do certain people get the because he's won a championship and other people don't?
Got to see if they got that dog in them.
What?
What?
He's just throwing Tobin sayings out, and I want to choke him.
Three sales in the wind or something.
Pretty sure
like
he does have that dog in him. I think that, like, in that case, you could definitely go to his championship and say Klay Thompson has that dog in him.
What? What dog does he have in him?
Like, Klay Thompson's got that dog in him. What dog does he have? A hot dog? Marcos, and he scored. Marcos, he scored.
I would say this to you.
Yeah.
And I would say this to you. He had that dog in him.
Hey.
Right now, he bites like that little dog, like Drake on my lap.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
He's old, dude. He's old. That's I understand. How it works in sports.
Nah, I think once you have that dog in you, that dog is always there. Like, if I was, if you were to,
no way.
Nah, I wouldn't say Klay Thompson's got that dog in him.
He does have that dog.
Why do you think he has that dog in him?
You're not that now.
No, you can't say Klay Thompson doesn't have that dog in him.
Why? Because one time he scored a lot of points without dribbling.
Four championships, 37 points in a quarter, came back from an Achilles tear, ACL tear.
All right, I got three answers to that. Well, number
it doesn't
one,
matter. Like, that, like, I'm not talking talent. I'm talking that dog. You don't lose that dog.
Four championships, coattail riding. Number two, 37 points in a quarter.
This is who you allied with, Leroy.
Didn't dribble. Oh, my God.
This is who you've aligned with.
I didn't even have to work, bro.
Here's what I hate. I can't have the support of either one of you.
Come on.
Because Tobin's going to say, see, we're samesies, and you're going to take it to the ridiculous level you can.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Speaking about losing dogs.
Oh, no.
Apparently,
I see what
Ryan
she's going to say.
Is finalizing a deal with the Calgary Flames.
No!
Calgary!
No!
Man, Kachuk is going to make fun of him nonstop.
Oh my goodness.
He's going to be like, enjoy that place, bro. It sucks.
Calgary, dude.
Isn't that the most Canada you can Canada?
That's as Canada as it gets.
Don't they play in something called the Saddle Belt?
Can I throw things? Where's the Phil Zito?
Edmonton's farther than Calgary.
It is the Saddle Dome.
But Calgary is more like country, isn't it? Like, it's more like nothing is there.
It's country, too.
Oh my God.
Which one is more?
Have you seen this Saddle Dome?
I feel hurt.
Looks like a crater. Looks like a cup. They play in a cup.
Lomberg, 2 years, $4 million.
What? We lost him for that?
2 years? Yeah, dude.
$2 million.
What? We could have put a GoFundMe together. Everyone yesterday who was at the parade put up $3. We could have re-signed him.
Maybe it is 2 years, $2 million. I thought it was two per year. My bad.
$1 million a year? We could have given him $1 million a year. Bobby Bonilla gets $1 million a year. We couldn't get this guy $1 million.
Bobby Bonilla makes more money than him, and he hadn't played in 15 years.
2 years, $2 million, according to Frank Saravalli.
Damn it, dude.
Man.
Just off vibes, we could have got him paid, man.
I started a chant for this man.
Come on, Huey Magoos.
I take it all back.
Raising Cane's could have put up some money for this guy.
Nope, because all them people that would have bought stuff were mad at him.
Damn it, dude.
Man, we just got uglier.
We did get uglier.
What happened? We were celebrating yesterday.
Yeah, it was all a dream.
It does happen quick in hockey, right? It does happen quick.
I mean, Lomberg, baby.
Lamborghini, dog. That was my boy.
You go to Canada. We couldn't find a little. We couldn't find a state tax loophole for that deal.
Can I be honest?
Where's he from?
He's from Canada.
Okay, where in Canada?
I don't know.
Richmond Hill.
That was one of my little
the non-South Florida part.
Yeah, true. That was one of my pluggy plugs for the hockey games. The Lomberg family.
The Lamborghini.
Really hurt.
What am I gonna do now?
I'm broken.
Go watch championship hockey without handsomeness.
Don't even ask me what my all right or my oh no is, by the way.
That's fair.
This is it.
Yeah. Understandable.
Man, they just Sportsnet just put a graphic of him hoisting the cup. Wow. 2 years, $2 million.
Wow. Champion. Enjoy that, Calgary. You'll never know what that feels like.
This sucks.
Have they won before?
Nick T says he'll egg his house for me. Thank you.
Oh. Yes.
I mean, don't like his house. I'm sure he's going to keep it, right? Like, you know.
Yeah.
Where else are you going to live?
The last people heard, I heard some kids tried to egg when I was in Florida and Cleveland. Some kids tried to egg Albert Bell's house.
I'm assuming that didn't work out.
Oh, no, he got in his truck.
Oh.
It was a big story. He had his light off. They knew it was his house, and they went mess with the house. So he went and got in his truck and ran him down.
Never egged a house before.
Ah, that's disgusting. Egg is hard to clean off,
too. It is so hard to clean. Yes. Yeah.
Also, now I'm seeing that it's 2 years. It is two per.
Two per. Okay, yeah. I mean, that's still like, but that's hockey.
That seems to make more sense.
Yeah.
2 years, $2 million average annual value, according to our boy.
Okay, David. Good. He now makes more than Bobby Bonilla.
According to our boy, David Dwork.
Dwork. Boots on the ground, Dwork.
Was he out there? I got to imagine.
No, he was out there. He was out there.
Yeah.
Of
he
course.
Was out there. But now the only thing that's out there are my feelings.
I think I saw Plagans. Was Plagans there?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I thought I saw Plagans in one of the trucks.
I didn't see Plagans.
Yeah, I saw the broadcasters. I saw they were all taking trucks down.
Yeah,
I told Tobin when I first met Doug Plagans,
voice
didn't match the body.
Huh.
Funny thing is, I was there to witness you put the body and face together. Like, oh. You were so confused.
I was really confused. Maybe that's just radio voice.
You were like, who's that?
Yeah. Caught me off guard. I'm like, woo. I didn't, not that I knew what it would look like, but it just like, then he has a more
mature voice.
Yeah. And he looks 12.
Take a break. There's that. We almost made it out without any slander of Doug Blake.
Don't talk to me next
time. I didn't slander. What are you talking about?
Right? Sometimes
that's not slander.
Sometimes you just keep things in the pocket.
Just almost.
No, I just said his voice doesn't match his body. It's not.
I don't think you were slandering him.
Can I just say something? When
it's
you repeat,
not a knock on his body.
When
or
you
his
repeat
voice.
What you say, it doesn't make it anything less of what you said. We heard you the
I
first
really
time.
I don't think he was saying anything bad about Doug Plagans.
I'm not saying anything bad about Doug Plagans.
Handsome.
I go to Publix and there's this lady there that sounds like Minnie Mouse, and I'm like, yikes, caught me off guard.
He's a great dude, friend of the show.
I said, you ever thought about doing voiceover?
Leroy, take a lap and play with your puppy. After this.
Solana's talking his ear off over there.
Give him a minus one.
Yeah, it's a total minus one. Just specifically.
For two reasons.
First of all,
minus you one.
You don't even get the minus one for being late. We have all done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But being late because you were talking to Solana?
Wow.
That's the minus one.
We are.
Minus one.
We are also co-hosts. You know, we did the draft show together. We've done Game Dan Censored together. We've done the Porpoise Pod together. And he wanted my thoughts on.
That's the pass.
He wanted my thoughts on my all right, which is Pelle Larsson, dude. Pelle Larsson, Heat second round pick. AKA Swedish Swish.
Oh, that's your all right, huh?
That's my all right. He wanted my thoughts right. on him. And then we also, you know, and this also gets my all right. Solana's in on Trae Young. If we go for the, you know, so
all right.
Heat Radio.
Solana just trying to get friends. Heat, so he going to
Heat Radio pre and post host Alejandro Solana.
No.
He's also. I looked. I was like, "Hey, you look."
He did this to you on purpose.
No. JFig. I looked at him and I'm like, "Hey, what's wrong?" He goes,
"He's using you."
No, maybe I don't know. Sometimes you want to be used. And he looks at. I'm like, "Hey, what's wrong, man? You look. You're right." And he's like, "A little chilly in here." Wow.
That's because he got no meat on his bones.
That's because he's not covering his ankles. Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are lashing out. Wow. You know, when we get Ice Trae 05, I hope your guys' attitude turns around.
I kind of like the Trae Young idea. I don't want to give up anything for him, though. That's my thing.
You don't want
to
give up?
You don't have to give up Tyler Hero. And 6 months ago, you didn't care. So stop.
No, I could definitely give up Tyler Hero. Right now, if you offered me
a
Whopper.
Don't say you wouldn't give up anybody.
No, you're right.
I'm not giving up Tyler Hero. I'm going to give them a bag of donuts, and we're going to get Trae.
Oh.
Because here's what we're going to have.
Now you're doing big boy trades.
Here's what we're doing.
Whoa.
Here's what we're doing. We're doing.
So you want to get a bona fide score for a bag of donuts.
Mm. We're doing the Hawks a favor. And second of all, we're going to get Ice Trae, okay, with Boy Wonder on a revenge tour, okay? Even though one time he said that he was better than Trae Young, or in the class of Trae Young, that now he's going to learn from Trae Young. And then on top of it, because Trae Young's going to teach Tyler Hero, hey, this is how you take ridiculous threes, all right? Not just clean threes all the time. Mm. You got to shoot with some lack of conscience every now and a while, Boy Wonder.
Yeah.
All right. We got Bam Adebayo kicked out, all right, to the four spot, which Leroy's always wanted. We're going to get Brook Lopez on the cheap skis, all right, for a 1-year deal to revenge on the Bucks because the Bucks keep taking our guys. We got contract year Jimmy Butler, all right. And then off the on the bench squad, we got the young pups in Jaime Jaquez Jr., Nico Jovic. Possibly one of them have to go on the Trae Young deal. You decide, Leroy. You pick. And then, of course,
no,
we.
No.
And then you pick. And then we have. To, and then we.
Wait. First of all, I'm not trading for Trae Young.
You have to. At this point, you have to choose. So pick
no,
one.
No, then why are you making me pick which guy? You're the one that's leading the charge for this.
You got to pick.
You decide.
You got to pick.
Who are you giving
no,
up?
No, you got to pick. You got to pick.
No.
And then on top of it, you know, we got new Heat big man, Khalil Ware, who is a Kryptonian. 7 foot. Did you see the video of him, by the way? They did the whole behind the scenes.
I have not seen any
video. Oh, it's good, dude.
I haven't seen
it's
any
good.
Video yet.
Spo goes to him. Leroy, he goes to him. He looks to him, and he's got this big smile on his face. He goes, did you get bigger since you were last here? Wow. I was like, oh, Spo. Looks like somebody wants to size it up. Eric Spoelstra tired of 6'4 point guards.
Wow. Wait. Spo says it. He gets excited. Mm. I've been saying it for 2 years, and he's...
Well, listen, they call him Small Ball Spo, and so he's been going small ball all this time, and now it looks like he wants to size up. You know what? Finally, let's go. Because when Spo gets his mind around something, there's no stopping him. No stopping him, Leroy.
Mm.
Wow. Anyway, what's my oh no?
What is your oh no exactly?
My oh no.
Yes.
Goes to anybody hating on the Panthers parade crowd.
Oh, yeah.
You sound like a bunch of losers. You want to know why, dude?
Why is that?
First of all, it was straight chaos. It was packed. It was through a monsoon.
You couldn't move.
And still, we were partying. So kiss my ass, especially you, Canada.
Yeah.
We can't even find you on a map, Edmonton. Because it could have been there 70 and sunny. What did Matthew Tkachuk say to start off his speech?
You want me to play it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, okay, I want to hear it from Tkachuk E. Cheese. You tell him, Matthew Tkachuk!
Hey, I heard it's 70 degrees and sunny in Edmonton, but they ain't got no cup.
No cup! Cupless! What do you got, Leroy?
All right, my oh no is going to go to little Snitchy Miles.
She's been
up for the last week taking care of this puppy. And I'm saying
that's your puppy.
I said, hey, that responsibility ain't no joke, huh? No. So, but she's been a trooper. She's been doing it.
Oh, that's an oh no to her?
No, I said that's my all right.
Oh, I heard oh no.
Okay. That's my all right. Okay. I said, because I'm happy.
All right.
Like, sticking with it and not saying, okay, I've had enough. My oh no. Listen, I know there's going to be some players that leave the Panthers, right? And that may be an oh no. Somebody might lose their favorite player.
Oh no!
Right? But I believe in Bill Zito, baby. So even though it's an oh no, I believe in a couple of months it's going to be an all right.
Oh.
Because he's been doing this thing. So there, I technically have an oh no, but I have two all rights.
Oh no!
Because I got faith in the Panther organization. Say that 3 times and see if you not have to pinch yourself to see if it. I have faith in the Panthers organization and what they are doing.
The thing is, you lose cats, but when you lose cats, you get to love new cats. So that's what's going to happen. We lose a lot of our cats, but we will love new cats.
They don't come in shirtless. They have to get to that.
We can find another handsome cat, J Fig.
That's okay, sure.
Where did you think that was gonna go? When your favorite player is the guy who's always shirtless.
Favorite player is the guy that's always trying to throw a punch, okay?
The smallest guy.
Which is wonderful.
Who's handsome?
Who's handsome?
He's all right.
Never has a shirt on.
Well, what do you got, J Fig?
Well, my all right goes to the city of Fort Lauderdale because they really know how to organize a crowd, no matter how intense and crazy it was.
Yep.
It did seem very organized.
It was very organized. The way that it was so easy to go park somewhere and then take the shuttle, you didn't even have to wait for a shuttle. It was just instant. There was like so many just lining up. And it was very well organized. Everybody behaved.
Yeah. Everyone was playing nice.
Yeah, and then
is that the sport?
The crowd,
is that the sport, or is
I think
that
also the sport?
Right. I was curious about that.
Nice.
The fans were super nice, and like the cops that were on site, they were just throwing water at them to make sure everything was okay. I had a great experience, so that goes. That's my all right.
Your oh no.
You already know my oh no is.
Yeah, sorry, Lomberg. Miss you, buddy.
I started to chant, and he was like, oh, okay. Starts singing along with us, then comes towards us, and little do we know.
These are your photos, JFig?
These are my photos, yes.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty close. Pretty close.
That is close. Marcos, sorry, buddy. Quickly, what do you have for All Right, Oh No?
My all right goes to Panthers fans that had an amazing experience yesterday. My oh no goes to Rick Ross for getting punched in the face in Canada.
Damn, we'll have to save that for tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, we'll have to save that for tomorrow. We're out of time.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
By the way, for Leroy's source who says the Donovan Mitchell deal is done.
I don't believe
it. I'm reading some of these quotes coming out from Colby Altman, president of basketball ops for the Cavs. But we'll have to leave that for tomorrow. We're out of time. Sorry, Crawford. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Leroy is a puppy.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Solana's talking his ear off over there.
Give him a minus one.
Yeah, it's a total minus one. Just specifically.
For two reasons.
First of all, you don't even get the minus one for being late. We have all done that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But being late because you were talking to Solana?
Wow.
Yep. That's the minus one.
We are.
Minus one.
We are also co-hosts. You know, we did the draft show together. We've done Game Day Uncensored together. We've done the Porpoise Pod together. And he wanted my thoughts on.
That's the pass.
He wanted my thoughts on my all right, which is Pelle Larsson, dude. Mm-hmm. Pelle Larsson, Heat second round pick. AKA Swedish Swish.
Oh, that's your all right, huh?
That's my all right. He wanted my thoughts on him. And then we also, you know, and this also gets my all right. Solana's in on Trae Young. If we go for the, you know, so
all right.
Heat Radio.
Solana just trying to get friends.
Heat Radio pre and post host Alejandro Solana.
No.
He's also, I looked at him, I was like, hey, you look.
He's doing this to you on purpose.
No. JFig, I looked at him and I'm like, hey, what's wrong? He goes,
he's using you.
No, maybe. I don't know. Sometimes you want to be used. And he looks at me, I'm like, hey, what's wrong, man? You look, you're right? And he's like, a little chilly in here. Wow.
That's because he got no meat on his bones.
That's because he's not covering his ankles, okay?
Yeah.
So you guys are lashing out. Wow. You know, when we get Ice Trae 05, I hope your guys' attitude turns around.
I kind of like the Trae Young idea. I don't want to give up anything for him, though. That's my thing.
You don't want
to
give
up? You don't have to give up Tyler Hero. And 6 months ago, you didn't care. So stop.
No, I could definitely give up Tyler Hero. Right now, if you offered me a Whopper.
Don't say you wouldn't give up anybody.
No, you're right. I'm not giving up Tyler Hero. I'm going to give them a bag of donuts, and we're going to get Trey.
Oh.
Because here's what I know what we're going to have.
Now you're doing big boy trades?
Here's what we're doing.
Whoa.
Here's what we're doing.
You want to get a bona fide score for a bag of donuts.
Mm. We're doing the Hawks a favor. And second of all, we're going to get Ice Trey, okay, with Boy Wonder on a revenge tour, okay? Even though one time he said that he was better than Trey Young, or in the class of Trey Young, that now he's going to learn from Trey Young. And then on top of it, because Trae Young is going to teach Tyler Hero, hey, this is how you take ridiculous threes, all right? Not just clean threes all the time. Mm. You got to shoot with some lack of conscience every now and a while, Boy Wonder.
Yeah.
All right. We got Bam Adebayo kicked out, all right, to the four spot, which Leroy's always wanted. We're going to get Brooke Lopez on the cheap skis, all right, for a 1-year deal to revenge on the Bucks, because the Bucks keep taking our guys. We got contract year Jimmy Butler, all right? And then off the on the bench squad, we got the young pups in Jaime Jaquez Jr., Nico Jovic. Possibly one of them have to go on the Trae Young deal. You decide, Leroy. You pick. And then, of course, and then you pick. And then we have to. And then
wait. First of all, I'm not trading for Trae Young.
You have to. At this point, you have to. So pick one.
No, then why are you making me pick which guy? You're the one that's leading the charge for this.
You got to pick.
You decide.
You got to pick.
Who you giving
up? No, you got to pick. You got to pick.
No.
And then, on top of it, you know, we got new Heat big man, Khalil Ware, who is a Kryptonian. 7 foot. Did you see the video of him, by the way? They did the whole behind the scenes.
I have not seen any
video. It's good, dude.
I haven't seen
it's
any good. Video yet.
Spo goes to him, Leroy. He goes to him, he looks to him, and he's got this big smile on his face. He goes, "Did you get bigger since you were last here?" Wow. I was like, "Oh, Spo! Looks like somebody wants to size it up." Eric Spoelstra tired of 6'4" point guards.
Wow. Wait. Spo says it, he gets excited. Mm. I've been saying it for 2 years, and
Well, listen, they call him Small Ball Spo, and so he's been going small ball all this time, and now it looks like he wants to size up. You know what? Finally, let's go. Because when Spo gets his mind around something, there's no stopping him. No stopping him, Leroy.
Mm.
Wow. Anyway, what's my oh no?
What is your oh no exactly?
My oh no.
Yes.
Goes to anybody hating on the Panthers parade crowd.
Oh, yeah.
You sound like a bunch of losers. You want to know why, dude?
Why is that?
First of all, it was straight chaos. It was packed. It was through a monsoon.
You couldn't move.
And still, we were partying. So kiss my ass, especially you, Canada.
Yeah.
We can't even find you on a map, Edmonton. Because it could have been there 70 and sunny. What did Matthew Tkachuk say to start off his speech?
You want me to play it, I'm assuming.
Yeah, okay, I want to hear it from Tkachuk Cheese. You tell him, Matthew Tkachuk!
Hey, I heard it's 70 degrees and sunny in Edmonton, but they ain't got no cup.
No cup, no! Cupless! What do you got, Leroy?
All right, my oh no is going to go to little snitchy Miles.
She's
been up for the last week taking care of this puppy. And I'm saying
that's your puppy.
I said, hey, that responsibility ain't no joke, huh? No. So, but she's been a trooper. She's been doing it.
Oh, that's an oh no to her?
No, I said that's my all right.
Oh, I heard oh no.
Okay. That's my all right. Okay. I said, because I'm happy.
All right.
Like, sticking with it and not saying, okay, I've had enough. My oh no.
Hmm?
Listen, I know there's going to be some players that leave the Panthers, right? And that may be a oh no. Somebody might lose their favorite player.
Oh no!
Right? But I believe in Bill Zito, baby. So even though it's a oh no, I believe in a couple of months it's going to be all right.
Oh.
Because he's been doing his thing. So there, I technically have an oh no, but I have two all rights.
Oh no!
Because I got faith in the Panther organization. Say that three times and see if you not have to pinch yourself to see if it. I have faith in the Panthers organization and what they are doing.
The thing is, you lose cats, but when you lose cats, you get to love new cats. So that's what's going to happen. We lose a lot of our cats, but we will love new cats.
Don't come in shirtless. They have to get to that.
We can find another handsome cat, J Fig.
That's okay, sure.
Where did you think that was gonna go? When your favorite player is the guy who's always shirtless.
Favorite player is the guy that's always trying to throw a punch, okay?
The smallest guy.
Which is wonderful.
Who's handsome?
Who's handsome?
He's all right.
Never has a shirt on.
Well, what do you got, J Fig?
Well, my all right goes to the city of Fort Lauderdale because they really know how to organize a crowd, no matter how intense and crazy it was.
Yep.
It did seem very organized.
It was very organized. The way that it was so easy to go park somewhere and then take the shuttle, you didn't even have to wait for a shuttle. It was just instant. There was like so many just lining up. And it was very well organized. Everybody behaved.
Yeah. Everyone was playing nice.
Yeah, and
Is that the sport? Or is that
also the sport?
Right. I was curious about that.
Nice.
The fans were super nice, and like the cops that were on site, they were just throwing water at them to make sure everything was okay. I had a great experience. So that's my all right.
Your oh no?
You already know my oh no is.
Yeah, sorry, Lomberg. Miss you, buddy.
I started the chant, and he was like, "Oh, okay." Starts singing along with us, then comes towards us, and little do we know.
These are your photos, J Fig?
These are my photos. Yes.
Oh wow!
It was pretty close. Pretty close.
That is close. Marcos, sorry, buddy. Quickly, what do you have for All Right on O?
My All Right goes to Panthers fans that had an amazing experience yesterday. My Oh No goes to Rick Ross for getting punched in the face in Canada.
Damn, we'll have to save that for tomorrow.
Yeah,
crazy. Yeah, we'll have to save that for tomorrow. We're out of time.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
By the way, for Leroy's source, who says the Donovan Mitchell deal is done.
I don't believe it.
I'm reading some of these quotes coming out from Colby Altman, president of basketball ops for the Cavs. But we'll have to leave that for tomorrow. We're out of time. Sorry, Crawford. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Leroy is a puppy.
You, Brooks Koepka!